Now let's get back to the Jefferson Exchange. And I'll try to smoothly transition from JPR's fundraiser to another local fundraiser. But this one requires that you get out of the house and have some fun. Joining me in the studio is world-renowned actor Bruce Campbell. He has a long career in Hollywood television and theater. Bruce was an executive director of the 80s horror film The Evil Dead, in which he was also the featured star. That film in England eclipsed The Shining as the best-selling video in 1983. Bruce is the featured host at the upcoming Casinoween fundraiser at the Ashland Elks Lodge on this Saturday. Welcome, Bruce.
Good morning. Thanks for having me for this momentous occasion, the second annual Casinoween. The Elks is very dear to me. I'm an actor, and the Elks was founded as an after-hours actors drinking club because after performing, they'd want to go out, and everything was closed because of blue laws in these cities unless you were a private club. So they formed a club so they could stay open and hang out after they worked. So I joined as soon as I moved to an area that had an Elks, which was this local one. And, you know, the money's going to eventually go to scholarships, you know, for the arts. And that's what we want to continue because the arts fall by the wayside a lot and they need help from the local community. So that's what we're doing. So you got to show up at the door. That's an easy way to do it. $60 at the door per person. So it's charity. So you can't really complain about the price, but listen to what you get for this. The Rogue Suspects. Every time I say that, everyone goes, oh, you got them. Amazing live band. We have DJ, costume contest. Food comes involved in that. There's two cash bars. It's the Elks. So there's one bar upstairs, one down. And it's for a good cause. I'd say go online and get your ticket, but the Elks was, the building is 1907, and the Elks' technology is about 1912. So try and get it online.
They're trending in the right direction.
They are trending, slowly. But so anyway, show up and have fun. You know, it's for charity.
Okay, so you hosted this event last year.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, the building is an amazing edifice. It's from 1907. Some of the original urinals are there where the marble comes up to your shoulders. It's really, it's where people used to gather before you had all the distractions. Modern distraction. So they have a lot of space there. So we're taking over the basement. That's going to be the noisy part, dancing, DJs, live music there. There's a cash bar downstairs. And then upstairs, you're going to want to eat. So they have a lovely dining area there. And there's gaming because we're calling it Casinoween. So if you want to come in and play poker, blackjack, pull up to a table and do it. I think you got to be 21, though. Sorry, kids.
So that's this Saturday, October 26th.
Yeah, from 7 o'clock to 11, the witching hour.
Okay, so let's talk about you. Your career in Hollywood television and theater is prolific. Walk us through it. How'd you get started? What are some of your most memorable experiences? What's on your plate today?
It's a wacky world out there. And the possibilities are whatever you make. Me and two partners were from Detroit, Michigan, the suburbs there. And, you know, they don't make movies there. But we were able to finagle financing through a group of intrepid investors there, doctors, lawyers, dentists, people with available cash, and made the first Evil Dead movie, which came out haltingly in the early 80s. We had to release it overseas because no one wanted it here in the States. Mm-hmm. Did very well overseas, and we did, in fact, beat The Shining overseas. Then it got released here through New Line Cinema, and then that got me into the business. And over the years, they don't really make as much stuff in Hollywood anymore, so I thought, well, where else can I live? And this is a beautiful area, but I make sure to never tell anyone about Oregon in general. It's a great place to base your life out of if you want contrast in your life. Movie sets are chaotic and loud. I used to go back to Los Angeles, which is chaotic and loud, and there was no contrast. So this is really a lovely place, but please, please don't tell anyone.
So you've been traveling and flying back and forth the whole time.
Yeah. I know I'm traveling a lot when the TSA guy goes, "Where are you going to this week, Mr. Gramble?" I'm like, "Hey, buddy, eyes on the prize, eyes on the prize." It's a lovely airport, by the way. You know, a little bit of fog issues, but plenty of airports have that because they always build in the flattest part of the valleys.
No, I watched it grow. I used to catch the puddle jumpers out of here.
Yeah.
And so now it's a great airport. And it's
it is. It's a fully functional airport. And, you know, all the big airlines are here now. They weren't all here.
That's true. So when we come to the Casino Ween fundraiser, what's the dress code?
Dress code is dress in a costume, please. For heaven's sake, you have a chance to win something. We don't have the awards yet, but they're going to be, you know, spectacular awards, obviously worth tens of dollars, these awards. Come and have fun. This is the time to dress up. If you want to act like a weirdo, this is the time. Come on, Ashlyn. Show us your stuff. And environs. This is for anybody in this whole area. And Ashlyn is a lovely town if you actually want to make a night out of it. Get yourself a lovely room. Walk to the Casino Inn. Do what you got to do. Walk back. This is a lovely town for strolling around and good restaurants, too.
And it'll be nice. The weather will be nice, hopefully. But inside, of course.
The weather's supposed to be pretty darn good for this time of year. So, yeah, Casino Inn.
Well, what do we do with the kids?
The kids, you leave them at home and give them a video game or send, your oldest teenager should probably watch them because he can't come to the party anyway.
And how much is the Elks? This is the Elks Lodge.
That's right. Elks 944.
Elks Lodge 944. How much is the Elks Lodge 944 trying to raise and for what purpose?
It's for their general fund, which is for scholarships. But because I'm involved, they will trend toward the arts. I can at least sort of steer that in that direction. And, you know, the creaky old building needs some love, too. We have an elevator that is from 1935, and it's a lovely donated plaque that's well polished. And it's about time to replace that thing. So, you know, we're trying to bring the Elks up into the modern era, and it's going to take a little pushing and tweaking. We do karaoke's once a month, every Friday there at the Elks. You can always come in and say you're a guest of Bruce Campbell. But we're also starting, it is a membership drive as well. So when you come in, we're definitely, if you're not a member, we're going to put the hurt on you. There's no question about it.
So I imagine it's not a whole lot of hurt.
It's not a lot of hurt at all, because if you think of it like practically, the parking of the Elks in downtown Ashland is unbelievable, incredibly friendly local people, and it's a very reasonable bar prices, I might add.
Okay. And so now we talked about the scholarship.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the scholarship.
It would be for theater, you know, things like to help a student finish something off or complete a program. We're going to see what we get and then see what's out there, and then sling some money around.
Will some of the students actually be there as well?
No, because we don't know who's going to get what yet at this point. We're just saying that we're going to take this cash, and because the Elks has a long history of civic activity and donations, they do a ton of scholarships. So we're just going to get on the Elks gravy train, and I'm going to steer it toward somewhere arts and locally too, local application.
Okay, and so now how far are people driving for this?
They should drive from wherever you can drive safely and get back home. I don't recommend Dead Indian Road, however. Honestly, it's from wherever, but make a night of it. That's the cool thing about this area. Ashland is a nice little island in the middle of nowhere, but it's a lovely place to be stranded for a night or two.
What are some of the more memorable costumes and experiences from last year?
Last year we had Krusty the Clown from Simpsons, who did a very good job. We had Popeye was running around. I had to hold the fort as good old Dracula. You know, you gotta represent. Get the good old standards in there.
How does Dracula make it into everything?
Because Dracula's sexy. I think the ladies like Dracula. If you brought Dracula, like Dark Shadows was incredibly this old cheeseball show in the 60s. It was black and white. The women loved that guy. They thought he was so sexy. My wife thinks Gary Oldman is the sexiest actor on the planet. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, did you see Dracula? You know, was he Dracula or Frankenstein? He was Dracula. He was sexy, so I don't know. Go figure. So this year I'm going as an unemployed actor. That's my role.
What's the biggest thing on your plate right now?
Right now it's finishing the movie that I just filmed here in Southern Oregon. It's time to put my money where my mouth is. My wife and I, Ida Giron, we've been partners forever, and we talked about making stuff together and make a movie locally, local people, local locations. So in June, we shot for 27 days a new movie called Ernie and Emma. It's an age-appropriate movie, finally. I make movies for 18-year-olds, 18 to 34. That's my normal demographic with horror, sci-fi, and fantasy. This is for the golden crowd, and there's plenty of them. It's a guy whose wife dies, and she was an executive secretary at a sawmill in this area, and she sends him on quite the escapade of what to do with her ashes. Not all of it happy.
Oh.
They're dealing with some issues and bringing some stuff up, and they're doing a little back and forth from the grave.
From the grave. So
yeah.
You're bringing in some of that supernatural.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Bruce.
Thank you for having me.
My guest was Ashland's local celebrity, actor Bruce Campbell. He's hosting the second annual Casino Wing fundraiser at the Elks Lodge in Ashland on this Saturday.